all the best new Apple Watch apps.
And I'll show you how you can hold the whole world in the palm of your hand.
And in the palm of my hand, I have the new Power Beats Pro.
Oh, I'm excited. It's time for iOS today.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
iOS Today is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy with one click. Yep, it's that easy. For 3 extra months free with a 1-year package, go to expressvpn.com/iOS today. And by Atlassian. Atlassian software powers the full spectrum of collaboration between IT teams and the rest of your organization. Visit Atlassian.com/IT to see what IT can be by giving their products a try for free. And by Aftershocks, an unbelievably comfortable open-ear headphone. Hear music and crystal-clear phone calls like never before. Visit iostoday.aftershocks.com and use the code iostoday for $50 off the tech bundle. We'd like to know a little bit more about how you use collaborative software at work. We've got a 6-minute survey. It's brief, but it will help us out if you go to twit.to/survey14. Welcome. It's time to talk about the iPad, the iPhone, the Apple Watch, and the Apple TV with me, Megan Maroney.
And me, Leo Laporte.
I think we're reading the teleprompter just a little too closely.
Scroll down a little bit. Oh, wait, we don't have a teleprompter.
We have to change the name. The show name is unacceptable.
It is.
We've had this name for quite some time. We were iPad today, then when we decided to cover everything, we went to iOS today. And nobody's complained, except that when we tried to make an Apple TV app, we have been rejected. Your app does not comply with the guidelines because it has iOS in the app name or subtitle in an inappropriate manner. It's not called Screw You iOS Today.
It's not the first time we've been called inappropriate, but it's the first time we've been called inappropriate for our name.
So, we either have to change the name of the show. We could change the name of the app. Why don't we change the name of the app? Asterisk Today. Featuring iOS Today. Why don't we do that? Asterisk Today. Heart sure. Today.
We could
I heart
just
you
call
today.
It something like monkeys, monkeys, monkeys.
So, yeah, I guess the show name's okay, but not.
Yeah. I mean, if we switched it back to iPad today, or can you not use the word iPad in an app either? That seems weird. Because it's like, Instagram for iPad.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't ask me.
Okay.
The ways of Apple are many and strange.
So we're asking you.
What should we do?
Megan at twit.tv. What should we do?
What should we rename
the app? I suggested iOS Today one word, but apparently Apple is smarter than that.
And John says it should be iZeroS Today.
No. Number one, zero.
I think Apple speaks
five.
Late.
Number one,
I think zero, just five. Asterisk Today.
Okay.
And then you could have a footnote that says asterisk. Really means iOS. I don't know what we're going to do. It's an unusual situation that we did not anticipate. You notice my iPad looks a little bit more like a laptop today. And notice I can do that.
Oh,
and
nice.
That, and
you can
that,
fold
and that,
your
and
laptop.
And that, and that, and that, and that,
you don't
and
even
and
need
that.
A Lenovo.
No, I don't. In fact, I could do that. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What
the what? I can even do this. And then that.
Oh, nice.
Doesn't close
why
fully.
Why would you want to? I see you're not touching the keys on the other side when you're.
Maybe that's it. This is the finally it came.
It's the Microsoft Surface running
it's the
iOS.
Surface. No, it's the Bridge keyboard, BRYDGE. And it finally came. I ordered it on Kickstarter in January, I think. And it took them a little longer to make.
Mm-hmm.
But believe it or not, given price per pound is fantastic because given that it costs $30 less than the Apple Smart Keyboard and it has real, actual physically moving keys plus all the function keys that you would expect from an iOS device, it even has a Siri button. Well, hello, Siri. Who is going to win the Game of Thrones?
I couldn't find any awards for that film.
Oh, too bad.
Who is Daenerys Targaryen?
Spoilers.
Okay, I found this.
Oh, don't look at that. Because those are actually spoilers. I didn't do any, but they did. That is kind of nice, having a Siri button. Yeah? Mm-hmm. I mean, you have one on your iPad, but now you have it on your keyboard. Mm-hmm. It's got control, option, command. It doesn't have a couple things. It doesn't have one because iOS doesn't support it. It doesn't have a trackpad. It feels like it ought to.
Yeah, it's got room.
Certainly has the room. And it, by the way, this is designed to actually look like a MacBook. They even have that MacBook style notch. Comes in silver. This is slate gray because that's what I have, is a slate gray. Oh, and here's another thing that I think they did nicely, because it is just a keyboard, but in order to give you a kind of a case feeling, they give you a magnetic piece of plastic.
Oh, yeah. So you could take that off if you wanted.
It can actually position in a variety of ways. I have yet to see, besides the Apple keyboards, anything that uses the new iPad Pro smart connectors.
Yeah.
Remember when the smart connector was on the bottom, all the keyboards worked with it. But now I think nobody wants to go to the trouble of kind of making something that does that. So, so these have little clips, and it slides into the clip like that. And then once it's in the clip, and you got to really get it in there. Once it's in the clip, then you can have it be any angle, which I think is very good.
I like that.
It has, you know, same as the Apple keyboard, you know, Command H is home and Command Space is search and all that stuff.
How's the travel on the keys?
Oh, well, try it. It actually feels like it's a better keyboard than the MacBook. It moves, and it's not the butterfly keys. It's a little more, you know, like old fashioned keyboards where they're a little more wobbly, but I actually like that.
Now, do you do that thing? I do this thing on my iPad. I was trying to figure out a name for it, where your thumb kind of goes to reach for the
trackpad
that's not there,
it's
like
very
phantom
frustrating.
Thumb.
In fact, this is so much like a laptop. You kind of end up doing that exactly. You're not as likely to reach out and touch your iPad because I don't know why, but there's something about it. I guess because it's not quite as close because of the wrist rest.
Yeah.
Now, the negatives. It is cheaper than the smart keyboard, Apple's own, but it is relatively expensive. They have one for the 11 and one for the 12.9, the new iPad Pros, and it is $170 for the. So Apple's is $200. So this is $170 for the 12.9, and I think it's $150 for the 11-inch. Look, it has little bottom nubbies, just like a real, and it's Bluetooth, so it has a battery in it that you charge. They say a 1-year battery, but I'll ask me next year, and I'll tell you.
I'm sure you'll still.
But it has a Type C. But the other thing that's interesting is if you did lose your battery, it comes with a Type C to Type C cable. You could just plug it into your iPad, and it would kind of keep it going that way. Even though you'd have to have an extra wire. The other negative, and I'll show you. If you go to the 2-shot, I'm going to hand my iPad to Megan. And watch what happens. it's a pound and a half.
That is heavy.
The keyboard is a pound
Even
and a half.
Even me with my big guns.
Yeah.
This is heavy.
So this is now like 2.5 pounds. It's like it's a laptop, and it's thick too. I mean, it looks like a laptop, kind of acts like a laptop. I think where this might come into its own is when iOS 13 comes out, because that's the one that's supposed to give the iPad Pro all the kind of desktop features. Sorry about that buzz. That was me plugging my amp, plugging my guitar into the amp. Anyway, that's the bridge. I think it's if you're buying a new iPad Pro and you want a keyboard, you want to make it as much like a laptop. You know, you see people like Jason Snell really using it as a laptop as they travel around.
Mm-hmm.
This does that. It really, I mean, that's a real keyboard. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It has a Bluetooth pairing key. It has an on-off switch, so you can. I don't know why, but you. Oh, and one other thing I really like. Notice the. Well, you probably can't, but the keys light up, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Three levels of backlighting, off, on, and bright-ish.
Whoa.
There is, as you can see, a lot of people have complaints about this where you get leaking from the underneath the keys, but I don't know how you're supposed to do a keyboard that doesn't have a little leakage.
Mm-hmm.
To me, though, the ability to use the iPad type at night is nice.
Yeah.
Because you don't have backlight on the smart keyboard from Apple. So there you go. That's it. Bridge, BRYDGE. Pre-orders now. I got a little early because I did the Kickstarter months ago, but I imagine they're close now to getting this into everybody's hands.
And so when you use that and then you switch over to your Mac, do you find yourself touching your Mac?
I've always done that. I've always done that. And it's funny because I touch my iPad less doing this. It's just, it's your brain is a miasma of why.
That's true. But I did come, I asked for names for that on Twitter, and I wish I remembered who tweeted this, but that's called a Mac steak when you touch
it. It's a Mac steak. I make Mac steaks all the time.
A Mac steak.
Or I call them pad oops.
Yeah. Pad oops.
I make pad oops all the time.
That's good, too.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk about Apple Watches. Apple Watch apps.
Yeah. Actually, we don't do this enough because, honestly, one of the things, if you wear an Apple Watch, you're going to look for when you buy an app on your iPhone is you're going to want to see if there's something on here. Complications especially, right? Mm-hmm. So let's do it.
So the Apple Watch, Watch OS is going to change soon, and we'll talk about that when it comes out. But now, right now, you don't have to wait for that because there's some good apps. One thing that I have wanted on the Apple Watch is a good Instagram app. I know that seems odd, but sometimes you're sitting, you're waiting in line, you don't want to take your phone out. You just want to like swipe through, see what kind of selfies your kids are posting.
Oh, like an Instagram browser. I thought you might say like to post to Instagram, but that would be kind of dumb because you have to have the phone for the camera.
No, to just browse.
But to browse it, that makes sense.
Yes, to be an Instagram
lurker.
See,
people little, because honestly, I'm realizing more and more programs like Instagram are basically time wasters for when you're in the line at the grocery store or DMV. What you do is you open your phone and you say, what can I do to kill some time?
Right.
And that's what Instagram is.
Exactly. So there was an Instagram app for the Apple Watch. It was terrible. So this one is called...
That was the official one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they updated anymore. This one is called Lens, and it's by Ruben Catchpole. And it is free, but you can pay a little bit to get some, I think just to pay for development. I don't know if there are any pro features. It's just like $1.99 if you like it.
I always pay the guys because,
So here it is on my watch.
What
so
are I the could, three categories?
Because so we can't really see the three categories those. Are home. There's more than three categories. So home is just your feed. Stories, you can look at people's stories, activity, who's liked your stuff, explore if you want to find other people, messages for your Twitter messages, and you can look at your profile or you can search.
You know, he should also have a $15.99 version that comes with a little magnifying glass.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so
that's
Ashley.
That's a picture. I think it's a car.
It's Ashley Esquetha's car. It looks like a Tesla.
Yeah, I think she got a Tesla.
Yeah, so I can make it a little bigger. And, of course, I can like it, which I will.
Oh, well, that's
I could
nice.
Even comment. She says, 1 year ago today, I became best friends with this Shadow Whip. Is that a name?
Shadow Whip. It's a new flavor of ice cream.
I think it's the Tesla. Black. That's my friend Naomi, who owns a pizza place, Lunchette, and she's showing some pizzas.
See, this is why I don't do Instagram. Just makes me hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
I buy stuff.
Who's that? Oh, there's Mike Elgin and his wife, his beautiful wife.
Oh,
can you tell what's like that, too?
See, I couldn't tell because it's just a blob.
And then the wire cutter, that's Kirby Howell Baptiste, who is on my three favorite shows.
Influencer.
She's an actress. She's on The Good
Influencer.
Place. She's on The Good Place, and she is on Killing Eve and Barry.
Influencer.
She's an influencer.
Oh, she was good on Barry. I like her on Barry.
She's still on Barry. Yeah. She's very good.
It's a minor role, but she's still good.
Yeah. And she's on The Good Place. Okay, so enough of my feed here. Stories. Yeah. So I could even watch people's stories. Let's see what Micah Sargent has got on his Instagram story.
Does video play or no?
Yes, it does. Let me find a video.
This is a testament to the amount of power Apple has built into this little tiny computer on your wrist.
Yeah, so here, it's like I'm not going to really enjoy. This is Mo, who works with us, his picture.
The word enjoy and Instagram don't often go together.
Well, I enjoy Mo's
picture. His pictures are great.
And you should definitely follow him. So I'll say like, oh, look, I just saw on Mo's story as a new post. I'm going to go check that out.
What's his Instagram handle?
iPad.
Let's give him a plug.
Mr. Luna _ photo with an F. Mr. Luna, L-U-N-A _ photo.
With an F.
We can put that in the show notes too.
Yeah.
So
nice.
I can also see the activity, like who's commented. My son liked my post. Thank goodness. All those things.
Mo, by the way, works with us. He's our guard.
And I can even like look and respond to messages. I'm not going to open that because this is Instagram messages is how I communicate with my children. We don't talk anymore. It's all Instagram messages.
So I was talking about this last night with my kid, who's now in his 20s, about do the young people like Instagram? And they do. Yes. Instagram. It's interesting how Instagram is really succeeded where Snapchat started to fall apart. And I know that a lot of people use TikTok, but Instagram is very popular still.
I mean, my daughter still is a diehard Snapchat user, but I think she does Instagram too, and I think she's finding Snapchat less and less interesting. And I was waiting for my boys to ask for Snapchat. I was like, well, when you turn 13, I'll give it to you. And then they never asked, and now they're 14, and they don't care. So,
I don't use Snapchat, but is there a Snapchat app for the Apple Watch? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. They're missing the boat on that.
So Lens by Instagram, and you know, pay your developer $199.
I'm a fan of anything that I can make a complication.
Mm.
Those are the little doohickeys on the face of the Apple Watch. And notice I'm using Info Modular, the newest faces, because it has so many freaking complications. 3, 4, 5. The middle one is the big one, and this is Apple's calendar does have a complication, but this is Fantastical, which I think if you look at it, and I don't know, you probably can't read it, but it says what time, iOS Today Show. It shows me blocks, and then it pulls, if you tap it, it pulls me right into, and look, even maps and stuff, pulls me right into my calendar. So Fantastical works on the iPhone. I've recommended it in the past as a calendar replacement on the iPhone, and I particularly like if you have a watch face that allows the new big complications, I particularly like that. So my appointments show up nice and big. Well, as big as anything is on this watch.
I know.
Nice and big on my watch. So that's, I think Fantastical's well worth getting. You can see here when you look at your watch face, you can choose the complications. Top left, top right, data sources and all that. That's the old info modular, or actually that's the Siri. Here's the infograph modular. So I have date, and I'll show you what some of these are. But number one, we were to take turns because I don't talk. I talk too much. So Fantastical. That's one. And it is, by the way, an excellent calendar app in general.
Okay. My next one,
not
is
free.
My next app for my next trick.
Yeah.
Kernel. This is a brand new app. It's for,
yes, sir.
With a K.
Oh.
As in popcorn kernel. So this is an app for the iPad, the iPhone, and the Apple Watch. And it is a movie release tracker. If you can't wait until The Lion King comes out, or you can't wait, until. So I'll show it to you on my Apple Watch, and then I'll show it to you with a bigger version, since it's a brand new app. So here it is. Here it is, as you can see. So here are the favorite. I wanted to see when that was released. Wine Country, which I haven't seen yet. Captain Marvel. So
Wine Country. Definitely go see it. It was shot around here.
Yeah.
We went to the Quintessa Winery. Was it Quintessa? No, we went to one of the wineries in Calistoga in Napa. And they said, oh, you can't come in. Amy Poehler's shooting right now. So I really want to see Wine Country.
Yeah, I want to see
that's
it,
on
too.
Netflix, though.
It's on Netflix. It's released.
Oh, so this isn't just movies.
This is actually my digital watch list.
So you
when
get
it's
movies
on,
in theaters, but also.
Yeah, yeah, because I don't really leave the house often.
Yeah, I don't either. I pretend I'm going to go see a movie.
So I want to wait till it comes to me. So Captain Marvel, obviously out in the theaters, but I have 14 days to see it because I didn't see it. I didn't see Us in the theater. 21 days.
Us is supposed to be really good. Yeah,
so Lion King, I feel like that is 66 days
away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you're really on top of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm downloading this right now.
So I tapped it and I could read the synopsis of the movie. If I want to go full screen, I can see. Just like here's more, I can see a full screen of the movie that I put on my list. And
movie release tracker. Wow.
So yeah, so you can see if it's released. And so let me show you Kernel.
I've been using Flixster, but that's only movies in the theaters. And it's, mm-hmm. This is so much better. This is
so
great.
Let me show you the...
I'm downloading it right now.
So theater, digital, and physical. So if you want to wait to find out when the DVD of Apollo 11, that was out today.
Wow.
Theater, digital, and physical. So let's see. What movie am I looking... What do I want to add to my list? Rocket Man. So keep up to date so I can... I can get my notifications. Yes. Yes.
I just love knowing what's coming to Netflix or Amazon Prime. That's
right.
Really
so you
nice.
Can see 100 days, 50 days, 30 days, you know, release day, depending on how far nice. Ahead you want to go. And then they also have a blog that has just different
stuff.
Information
yeah.
Of if you're a movie fan. So this is a great app, and I
Kernel,
and it's brand new.
It's free with in-app purchases, so but I don't see what am I buying because it looks like
you can read the whole blog entry if you pay.
Huh. Ooh, look, wallpapers too.
There's
That's
not.
Nice.
I think you can only limit. There's
they
a limited amount of movies that you can put on your watch list if you don't pay.
They've only got one episode of their podcast.
But yeah, it's a brand new app. So
this is so nice.
Yeah, and it's by Minor Bits.
Minor Bits. Unlock.
Thank you.
Track unlimited movies. Go be a, this is if you pay $1.99, not a whole lot. Access the Kernel blog, remove ads. I haven't seen any ads yet. But you know what? Again, as I always do, I'm going to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's a couple of bucks? And it's great to support people who are doing something really cool.
Yeah, it was created by Brian Miner. Of
nice,
Miner
Brian.
Bits.
Oh, that's one of the things. I love it. Good job finding one of these like unheralded wonders.
I think so because I, you know, my dad, I took my parents out for dinner for Mother's Day. My dad.
Nice.
My dad can't be alone, but I'm just kidding. He can. He, he's not, he's, he just really wanted to come with us because he likes my mom a lot and me.
Aww.
So he showed me this note that he had on his phone that he keeps. Here it is. I'll show it. It's all of his movies that he watches. So here's the watching together. So that's him and my mom. He has this like just an Apple note. So he's on 11 of 12 of Better Things, number 5 of 6. So he keeps it. And then he has these shows that he's watching alone. There were more, but I miss him in the screenshot. So I posted this on Twitter because I thought it was adorable.
That's so cute.
And then a lot of people gave me
apps
that will
do
that. So maybe I'll show those in an upcoming week. Maybe we'll do a whole TV. Because TV, like I said, it's my second job now. I just have to watch and keep up or else.
I had a day off yesterday. What did I do? Rewatched Game of Thrones.
Oh, rewatched. Impressive.
That's when you really know you're wasting time. Watch a show you just watched the day before.
And but do you watch Barry? Do you watch Barry?
Yeah.
And you watch Veep. Don't know Veep's voice.
I didn't watch Barry or Veep. Oh. I watched Game of Thrones twice because there's only one more.
Yeah, but that was the season finale of Veep.
I don't care. I'm watching Game of Thrones twice. The other thing, somebody said this, and I think this might be true. This might be the last show as a country we all watch on the same night.
It's true.
It used to be when I was growing up, you know, everybody watched Ed Sullivan when the Beatles were on. So the whole you'd watch Johnny and you'd come in the morning. Yeah. People would all, because it was the only way you could watch it.
Yeah.
Even if you DVR'd it or I guess in those days VHS recorded it, you probably still watched it that night. Mm-hmm. Most people did. And they would talk about it the next day at work. Now we're so fragmented that doesn't happen. Game of Thrones might be the last show. Because everything else, everything they want to, you know, binge it. So you talk about Stranger Things, but everybody's at a different point in Stranger Things because they put it all out at once, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this could be, it's kind of the end of an era. So I'm going to keep watching it every night for the next, I don't know, till I get tired of it, year, 2 years. Every night.
Night you're going to watch the season finale again?
Yeah, because that's it. It's the last one.
And someone might be out there watching it and you could just like tweet out,
here's a little tip.
Watching it right now?
Watch Game of Thrones again. Now, here's a little tip. If you install apps on your phone, you may forget that sometimes I have it. Well, tip one is turn off auto-install apps on your watch because you'll just clutter the darn thing up. But if you're going to do that, then tip two is you periodically go in the watch app and look at apps that they call them available apps. So these are the apps that are installed. Notice I install any, and this is another tip, install any airline app that has it, because then if you're at the airport, your watch will help you get to the gate and so forth. But these are the apps, and you may look through this periodically. I did last night to say, well, what should I talk about on the show today? There are apps on here that maybe you installed on your phone and forgot that there was a watch version of that. So in my, and maybe you're the kind of person that just has that box checked that says, whenever I install an app, put it on my phone.
I am that kind of person.
So every app you install, it's automatically on the phone. Huh.
Well, because I want to know, you know.
Yeah. Okay, that's one solution. My solution is to just check once in a while.
Yeah.
One app I've been looking at a lot lately, it probably has a complication, but I don't want stocks. Just checking. Let's see how the Dow is today. Have you lost a little money in your retirement fund?
I don't check those things.
Oh, it's up. Hallelujah. Well, you probably shouldn't. You're smart not to.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the stock market's going up or down, it's nice to be able to quickly check.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have a watch list of the stocks that, you know, that you've invested in. You can add a stock.
And you have the heart rate monitor, too, so you can use those together. So when
that's
heart,
the other thing.
You get that.
By the
shock.
Way, I put that as a complication. So this right. is not Apple's heart rate monitor. Mm. This is one called Cardiogram that I really like. So currently I'm 82 beats per minute, but if I tap it, it'll show me a graph. Actually, I'm down to 78 beats per minute. So you can start that's continuous good. Recording. I just went up as soon as you look at it. Isn't that the case?
Oh, yeah. Or it goes up. Stocks.
Oh, the stocks jumped my heart rate up 10, 20 points. So you can see, I really like this feature. This is Cardiogram. There is an app, of course. I mean, you can't, I don't think you can have a watch app without having, can you? No.
Well, the Lens app, the one for Instagram, it doesn't really have, I mean, it has an app, but it doesn't do
right,
anything.
Right, because you have to install it. So here's a nice thing. The Cardiogram app will also have, obviously, an easier to read screen. It has graphs, summaries. It shows you your resting heart rate, your peak, your step count, your sleep duration. So this is a very nice little app that's in addition to Apple's health app. And then they have some premium features as well, which means I guess you can share with family and stuff like that. So that's Cardiogram. But I like it because, again, I'm looking for stuff that I can see on my watch face. And so that's one of the complications I like a lot.
All right. So I use many different email apps.
You don't read email on your Apple Watch, do you?
I sometimes do.
That's
I mean, it's the same thing as Instagram. Like, you can look at it and you're like, oh, okay, I got to deal with that later. It's not like it's my part of my daily. Like, if I mostly have this, then I'm going
to
use this.
I try not to do text messaging or email on my watch. Although being able to quickly respond to a message,
yeah.
will, you know, like
right.
That, yeah.
So Outlook lets you quickly respond. The Outlook app and also
you don't use Apple's Mails app. Apple's Mail app.
No, I don't. I use Outlook.
It's a good. No, that's a good app. That's the old. Was it a Compli?
Yes, it is a good app, and it integrates your calendar in a way that I appreciate. But this new feature that I really like is Note to Self. So, like, you're sitting there in line, and you think, oh, no, I need to tell Leo that he's a great boss. So I say, tell Leo he's a great boss. And then done. And then that will send right to my email. So then if you use your email as a to-do list,
wow.
that will be right
so
there.
So I'm going to get an email now?
No, I am going to get an email that reminds me
because you
tell
put on
you.
To-do.
Yeah.
You sent yourself an email.
I sent myself an email
saying,
just by
tapping. Send Leo an email.
Right. So it's sort of like draft. You know how you use draft?
Yeah. But I was going to show drafts next. But so you could also, though, send me an email directly, right?
Yes, I could. Yes.
That
I
probably
could.
Would have eliminated that middle step.
Well, I was going to. It just says, tell Leo he's great. So,
oh, I
like,
see.
It says here. You can take a look
so
at it.
So you're emailing so tell reminders.
Leo's, yeah.
That's
it's
nice.
A reminder. So, yeah,
that's
if
nice.
I need to.
So
take
Outlook
the laundry
does that.
Out.
It's built in Outlook.
Yeah. Nice. So it's. But it's super easy. I really like that. Yeah. So I could just. Say, you know, because you don't you have that's like the GTD, the getting things done.
Yes.
Get it
get
out
it
of your
out
brain.
Of, and that's why I use
get
drafts.
It onto, yeah, yeah. So drafts is great for that.
Drafts has also, and I keep drafts also on my complications. That's this little one down here. The idea of drafts is it's basically you dump text. So when I hit the drafts thing, I can either see my inbox, but there's not much you can do within the watch.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is tell Megan. Thank you. And then now that's in my inbox. And what I can do, what's really great is I can now immediately go to drafts on my phone or I'll go on my, I usually like to use drafts on my iPad because it's a bigger interface.
Mm-hmm.
And I can look at what I've, there it is right away. See how fast?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just text, right? But I can process it. So I can actually, I should have a text Megan on here.
Mm-hmm.
But I can, since I don't, I'll do message. But instead, I'll send it to Sarah.
Okay.
And she'll go, what the heck? And then, boom, like that. Boom, it's done. Pew. I could add it to OmniFocus. I could make it an event.
Did you just text Sarah, tell Megan thank you?
Yeah.
She did. She does need to.
She should. She's wondering, what the hell? So you can have all of these actions on the right. I've shown drafts so many times.
But I know. It's so great.
I want to emphasize, though, that when the real thing that makes drafts so cool is that the watch integration. By the way, drafts is now moving to the Mac as well. Mm-hmm. If you're part of the beta program as a drafts contributor, you can use it on the Mac. And so I can use it on my iPad, my iPhone, my Macintosh. So it having something on your watch, kind of like that, mm-hmm. where you just dump stuff into your watch and then process it later. You get in the habit at the end of the day of going through all your drafts from the day. And mm-hmm. you could write a blog post that way. You could send emails, send text messages. It's almost unlimited what you can do.
I thought that it was available for everyone on the Mac, but maybe...
It's still in beta, so you have to... I think you have to be a contributor, but maybe not. I might be wrong on that.
I think that it is available now. I think they released...
Because
we were talking to...
Nice.
You've talked to him. Agile Tours when it came out a couple weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Good news. Don't have to be part of the beta.
I love it that it's on the Mac. It should be. It should have been, and I'm glad he did that. Yeah.
So, yeah, Drafts is an aspirational app for me. Like, when I get organized, I'm going to do
that.
You have
to remember to use it.
Yeah. So, but then with Outlook, I already use my email as my to-do list, so that works for me. But what Drafts has that Outlook doesn't have is Drafts lets you also finger text. You know, you don't have to just use...
I am not a finger texter.
I am a fan of that because sometimes, like, I had something. I wanted to remind myself to buy some personal item that I didn't want to say out loud with Karsten and Jason in the office. And so I wanted
That's the problem with drafts. You have to say it out loud.
Yeah. No, drafts, you don't. You can finger text.
Oh, that's right. You can finger text.
Without Outlook, you have to say it out loud. But there is a way in drafts. So that's, I definitely prefer
that. No, that's
that.
Right. Yep.
I'm sure there's a word for that that's not finger text. Maybe that is the word.
I think you invented finger texting.
So do you have any more?
I do have one more.
Okay.
That I think it's on here. Oh, maybe not. Did I not install it? I probably didn't, so I can't show it. But what I use Google Keep for is shopping lists. Okay. And you can put Google Keep on your watch as well, which apparently I have neglected to do. See, that's the downside of not installing everything right away. Yep. No, it does. It says show it. Oh, I know why. I was looking under K. It's under G.
Oh,
dummy.
Oh, yeah.
Dummy.
Yeah, because that's I
Google
have it
Keep.
On.
So you can put your shopping list on your watch. See, there it is, Petaluma Market. And this is cray cray, but instead of carrying a piece of paper that you check off as you go, look at it's got little check boxes. Mm-hmm. And as I shop, I can literally just look at my shopping list. Okay, got the 2 pounds of hamburger meat, got the dozen eggs, got the 2 big jugs of maple syrup. Can you guess now what I'm making?
Diabetes? I don't know.
Yes, exactly. Bag of muesli and 2 pounds of butcher bacon. The shopping's done. So isn't that cool? And, it even shows the little image that goes along with it. So I think this is just a really nice way to put your shopping list
on your
watch.
I had no idea. I have Google Keep on my watch because I install everything, and I had no idea.
Yeah. So sometimes it's good to do stuff with intention instead of automatically.
Yeah. Well, I like that. I like having my grocery list on my watch because whenever I'm checking my grocery list on the phone in the grocery store, I feel like people are judging me because I'm like standing in their way, like texting. Like,
she must really be an important person because she's checking her watch every few minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
She's
obviously got
better places to be than the grocery store.
So we've got some news. I'm going to show you what I think of the Power Beats Pro, and we've got some other stuff. But first, we should talk
about
privacy.
From our sponsor, the fine folks at ExpressVPN. Now, this is an app you should have on your iPad. You should have on your iPhone. You should have on your Mac and your Windows PC, too. Because whenever you're somewhere where the Wi-Fi is open, or the owners of the connection, which could be, by the way, your home internet service provider, your telephone cell provider, your work, whenever they might be snooping on you, you want to fire up ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN protects your privacy, protects your data, and if you're using an internet connection unencrypted, you might as well just write your stuff on the wall because that's what they do. If you go to the big hacker convention, they have a wall called the Wall of Sheep where they put people's passwords, bank account numbers, all this stuff that people foolishly, why would you go to a hacker convention and just use the Wi-Fi there. That would that's why you need ExpressVPN. Mm-hmm. It would never show up on the wall of sheep. It is secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data, hiding your public IP address. They have servers all over the world, which is really important. This is why you pay for it. There are free VPNs that are slow and not convenient. And by the way, if they're free, they're probably selling that information. ExpressVPN doesn't log, doesn't keep track of what you're doing, and it has servers all over the world. That has two valuable things. It means that you're fast because you can use a server nearest you and get real speed, or you can emerge somewhere else in the world. And sometimes you want to do that. It's used by dissidents all over the world to protect their communications from governments that snoop on them. In fact, it's the number one VPN service, according to TechRadar. 30-day money-back guarantee. You're risking nothing. Less than $7 a month. ExpressVPN. No logging. Your privacy is protected. Your security is protected. And you can get an extra 3 months free right now with a one-year package at ExpressVPN.com/iOS today. It's so easy to use. You put it on your device. You press one button. You're protected. Turn it off with one button, too. It's very easy to turn on and off as you need it. And it's so fast you won't notice you're running on ExpressVPN. You might just leave it on all the time. Why not? ExpressVPN.com/iOS today. Get 3 extra months free with a one-year package. Visit ExpressVPN.com/iOS today. We thank them so much for their support of iOS today, for providing me with the security and privacy I need. And we thank you for using that special URL, because that's how you support the show. ExpressVPN.com/iOS today. Not tomorrow. Today.
Today.
Right now.
Or I0S, I05, whatever.
Asterisk today is on the air.
So you will probably talk about the WhatsApp flaw in MacBreak Weekly, but I thought this was big news this morning.
This is a head slap.
Yeah.
People use WhatsApp because Facebook said, look, it's secure. We're using OpenWhisper Systems end-to-end encryption. People use it all over the world, partly because it's easier to use and in many countries cheaper to use than text messaging. It's a great app, but apparently it was hacked probably by an Israeli anti-security firm, kind of a well-known hacker firm, and they got in all the messages. I mean, that's bottom line. The WhatsApp folks, once they learned of this, fixed it immediately. They stayed up late.
Yeah, they did.
To like 11 o'clock at night to fix it, and they got it fixed. So it's safe now. So update your WhatsApp for sure. This NSO group, that the Israeli hacking group, said that they had put spyware on there. They made the spyware, but they said, we only license it to governments. So some government put this spyware on WhatsApp. Wonder who.
So yeah,
pretty much any government, right?
Do you use WhatsApp?
No. I don't use anything from Facebook. Yeah. I don't like Facebook, and that's why I don't use Instagram either. I don't like Facebook. The only reason I do have Instagram account that's a private account I don't post to, and it's for one reason only. My wife insists on using Instagram. She said, you won't see any of our Hawaii pictures, so create a dummy account that, mm-hmm. and just follow me, which is what I did, because it's the only way I can see your Instagram pictures. It makes me angry every time I think about it. I don't want to support the crooks at Facebook.
Yeah, so I have. There's one person that insists on connecting through WhatsApp. So I just updated it, and it's so funny because it's like the version history says you can now see stickers in full size.
Thank God!
Like that's the reason for the update.
No.
So, other big news, especially for consumers and those who like lawsuits. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled against Apple in a case allowing you to sue the company for unfair monopolistic
It all goes
practices.
Back to 1977 and Illinois brick. You want me to tell the whole story?
Yes.
No. Probably you don't. The thing to understand is that Apple didn't really lose an antitrust case here. The question was, do individuals, people like you and me, have the right to the technical term is standing to sue Apple over the App Store being a monopoly? And there was some question because in Illinois brick, a court decided that the state of Illinois could not sue Illinois Brick for overcharging because they weren't the direct customer. So the courts have held you have to be the direct customer to have standing in order to sue. Mm-hmm. And Apple says, well...
the developers are the direct customer.
Yeah, I don't know what Apple says.
They said the developers should be able to sue, but people shouldn't be able to sue, that their customers are the developers.
And by the way, we don't price fix, so there. And so Apple... So this was going to... This is not the end. In the words of Winston Churchill, this is not the end, nor is this the beginning of the end. This is a big fat nothing.
Well, it's such a weird thing to say, like, that they're saying, like, developers should be able to sue, not people. And it's like, yes, the people that want that, the only place they can sell the good that they have created is your store, they're going to sue you. You know, it's like they're beholden to you.
No, this is a good decision. In fact, it's a landmark decision, and the decision was written by Brett Kavanaugh, the newest Supreme Court justice, who sided with the four liberal judges. Mm-hmm. So it's very confusing, the Supreme Court watchers. But some people say this is a signal from the Supreme Court that they might be open to other antitrust actions. I think that may be going a bit far. Main thing to point out is Apple lost, but it didn't. Doesn't mean they lost a lawsuit over whether the App Store is a monopoly. They merely lost, and they were, you know, the first line of defense, which is, well, you can't even sue us, so now you can. And there are going to be class action lawsuits coming out of this, of course.
It is a really tricky thing. I mean, that I know what they provide us as a consumer, like that we have a little more trust in the apps that go through the store, and, you know, people can't maliciously add viruses to them, et cetera, et cetera. But still 30%. And they take... They take 30% from everything. If I wanted to tip a developer, they would take 30% of that.
And, of course, this is something Spotify doesn't like, Netflix doesn't like, because they say it's rent-seeking, because just because you're using the Spotify app on Apple Music or on the Apple iPod or iPhone or iPad, I mean, or iPhone, doesn't mean that Apple should get 30% of the subscription fee. And actually, after a year, it's only 15%. But why should Apple get anything? They're not doing anything. The music's not being provided or anything. So I think this is going to open a can of worms. What will happen, however, is that long before these suits come to fruition, Apple will slightly change things in the App Store. For instance, give some of these companies the right to have subscriptions that they don't take a cut of, or maybe, you know, there'll be something that Apple will do to eliminate this whole thing, I think. But it's just, you know, now they have to do it.
Okay, so on to something more exciting. The Power Beats Pro arrived. These are Apple's new earbuds.
So compare that to the AirPod case. That's a big case.
It is quite big.
You've got your AirPods in some sort of B&D harness.
But, yes, I do. Here, let's compare the two.
That's a lot bigger. Is it a lot more battery life as a result?
It's twice the battery life.
Okay.
And so...
At least you're not going to lose those or confuse it with the case of dental floss.
Exactly. I never carry my AirPods around in my pocket anyway, so that issue doesn't matter. Also, the AirPods fall out of my ears if I ever try to go anywhere. So
these will not fall out of your ears.
No, they do not. So here they are.
They're $100 more, we should point out.
Yeah, 200. That's the bad news is they're $250. So everything else is good news. Here it is. So there's the nice little pairing information. It'll tell me that they're at 100% and they're charging.
See, that's because it's, we should point out, Apple makes Beats, and they put this H1 chip in it, so it can do this really nice pairing thing with iOS devices.
Yeah. So, and then what happens if I open my AirPods?
Same thing. Wins. You're just going to get a bigger window.
Yeah.
Or maybe not.
It won't. Maybe it will.
You can only
do one.
There can't be only one.
I think. There we go.
Oh, holy cow! Now I'm confused.
So they're not. I don't think they're actually paired to my iPad at all. I think they're paired to something else. But that is.
Well, as soon as you pair the AirPods to anything.
Right. Then
everything on that iCloud account will also be paired automatically.
Right.
That's why your watch knows about your AirPods.
My watch does know about my AirPods.
And so, it should know about your Beats now.
It does. Yeah. So this is the exciting thing. So these just, you know what an AirPod looks like. They fall out of your ears. These go over your ears, which is very nice. And then see this little button here. That's the press. You press that to stop or play. And then they each have mirrored volume controls, which I really like. So you can turn the volume up and down.
Because I never remember which ear. And there is no physical control on the AirPods. You have to tap them.
And that always would confuse me.
Yep.
So, and then this is also the Siri button. So if you press long enough, it will.
Can you do it with voice only? Can you say, you know, hey?
No.
No. Okay. Because that's the new feature in the AirPods, right?
Exactly. So they were super comfortable. I wore them all day yesterday, and
here's the funny. I think it was the Verge article. I don't know if it was Vlad or who was doing the review. He said you wouldn't want to wear them in public.
What? Well,
let me see.
First of all, you have long hair.
Let me put one on so you can see what it looks like on a person with no hair. I like the ear hook because then it's not going to fall out, right? That's not embarrassing.
No.
You're wearing headphones.
No. It's not embarrassing for a lady either.
I think actually,
they're better than the AirPods.
The AirPods are embarrassing.
Yeah.
Looks like you got a Q-tip hanging out of your ear.
I'm actually listening to a podcast now. That's the thing. I think I'll just wear them all the time and you'll never know.
No one will know.
You'll never know.
I'm going to grow my hair long. That's what I'm going to do. My problem is, if I grow my hair long, yours is nice. It's straight. It goes. It hangs over yours. I look like Bob Ross.
Yeah.
And you still see my ears.
Yeah, no.
Because it just goes out, straight out. It's like a fro.
No, so I've worn these running. They're great. They pair. So I usually run on a treadmill with my Apple TV
and
watching the shows.
You're jiggling your head.
Well, right. And so otherwise I would have to turn the volume up really loud and my kids would come in and be like, shh. So now they can connect there.
Well, this would be good for my Peloton as well. It's nice to have wireless when you're working out.
Yeah, I mean, $250 is a lot. I'm not saying it's not for headphones, but they're great.
Do they have white ones?
They right now you can get any color as long as the color you want is black. But
so why is this ad
in the spring and in the fall? In the fall,
someday we'll have white in
the
Power Beats.
Maybe this summer, or that you will get white. They don't. So Beats is known for all of their fancy colors, but you can't get all those fancy colors. Just white, olive, gray.
You know what else Beats is known for?
What?
The way the music sounds on them.
Yeah,
how did that
sound?
They
sound great. I think they sound fantastic.
Because people complain sometimes Beats are bass heavy. They have a notch at kind of the 100 hertz, and they also have another notch a little higher up. People complain about that because, the whole idea of Beats was it was going to be good for hip-hop music or something like that. But you don't notice that.
Well, I don't. I mean, I'm not a music nerd.
But do you listen to music on them?
Yeah.
And that sounds fine?
It sounds great and better than the AirPods.
And voices don't all sound like this.
No, they don't.
You know, and everybody doesn't sound like Barry White.
I haven't used them for phone calls, so I can't. This is only my first look.
When a headphone meets another headphone. Yeah.
My other complaint, and this might just be me, is I find them a little difficult to put back. Like, the AirPods are obvious. You just stick them in the hole. But these are what am I doing
here? People in the business call a minor complaint.
Yeah, I'm not exactly.
I have to say the AirPods, there's no question.
Yeah.
Unless you flip them around and then you know.
Right.
Because there's a little magnet that goes schmuck. It has a very satisfying. Hold it a little higher so we can see what you're fiddling with.
So I believe they go like that and then like that. Yes.
Okay, so eventually you're going to remember that.
Yeah, I hope.
And eventually you're going to take that tag out of the top.
It says to pair, keep earphones in case, which is funny because I tried to take them out, of course, and then I was like,
that's why they put that sticker
there.
That
sign was for me.
They also have a sticker that says do not eat.
Yeah, no, definitely do not eat them. I think
not
this would
to
be
taken
to
internally.
Swallow. These would be harder to swallow than the AirPods. I know that was an issue for people.
People were swallowing. Oh, there was. There was that guy who ate his AirPod.
Yeah, and then it still worked when it came out.
Don't want to know how he knew.
Sweat resistant. They're
but not waterproof.
Not waterproof.
Looks like you can choose other colors now. Or no?
No, you cannot add those to your bag yet.
Oh. It's the old add to the bag button trick.
So I do think that.
I hate it when the app store does that. That is just so annoying.
Yeah.
Like, it's too much trouble later to update the page to put the white ones in when we actually have them. No, we want to do it all now. And confuse the hell out of people.
Right, exactly. So you mentioned my AirPod holder. So this is from Amal.
I don't want to say manly. It's leather.
Well,
and it looks like a bit of horse gear, like a bridle.
It's good that you say manly because Amal sent one to you.
Oh, so. Is from Amal, our, yeah, our night visitor?
Craft. Yes.
Yeah. So he comes in and brings us leather in the middle of the night.
It clips. You always lose yours. It can clip onto your keychain.
Oh,
it can
I do
clip
need
onto your
that.
Pants. It can clip
Holy
onto your
cow.
Pants on the back.
Or you, if you have a pet gerbil or a rodent of some kind,
mm-hmm.
it makes a little nice little rodent holder.
Yeah.
You just pop them in there. And it's like a little baby Bjorn for your mouse.
It is. It can hold your AirPods or
a mouse.
It's a baby Bjorn for your mouse.
Yeah.
They're about $20, he says. He hasn't.
I am. Thank you, Jamal.
Amal.
I'm using, what's his name?
Amal.
Amal. Thank you, Amal. I'm using the Amal's keychain.
Oh.
Look at that. That's also manly.
Yeah. And it's nice.
It has a big.
He makes a lot of stuff and it's just him.
You know what I can do? I know. It's so cool. He's like, I could clip that to that.
Oh, yeah.
And then I could put that on my belt. Uh-huh. My pants just fall down. It's awesome.
It's a really nice keychain, too.
It is the best.
The other keychain that he gave you.
I love my keychain.
Yeah.
So
techleathercraft.com.
See, I got to be careful about showing this barcode on the air because now somebody can impersonate me at the gym.
They could. Yeah. I'm going to take a screenshot. You really can. You can just screenshot that and go to the gym. Do it.
I got a piece of paper here that says I'm Leo Laporte. They have a photo, too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do.
Oh.
You never go to the gym, do you?
I'm going to go right after this show. But I hardly ever go to the gym. That is accurate.
No, it's great. I'm going there tonight. Pilates class. Nothing more attractive than an older man in shorts with his mm-hmm. feet in straps and attached to springs. It's good look.
Okay, so I have one tip before we move on. Here's my Mother's Day card that I got.
Somebody's noticing that I don't read my news. He said, look at the notification badge on his news folder.
Yeah.
59,457 unread
That's
news stories.
You got to turn off those badges.
I hate badges. Badges? We don't need those stinking badges.
Okay, so I want to show you a little tip that I learned about the...
This was Mother's Day?
That was my Mother's Day card.
Yeah.
So if I want to share it, the share sheet there. And did you know, you probably knew this, you can move these around. Like if you often share, you find yourself wanting mostly to create wallpaper, you just tap it and move it. There's no jiggling involved or anything. You can just move... with your finger, these things. Did you know that you could do that, Leo?
You didn't?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay.
I knew you could move them in settings, but I didn't know you could just tap and move them. Did everybody?
Oh, those.
Yeah.
Oh,
these.
I get it.
You just tap.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's cool.
Okay, now I feel better.
No, I didn't know that. Oh wow, that's neat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you want
to, I can't wait to go home and do that all day.
Well, I find that there
there's some that you use a lot. You want to have them closer to
right.
left.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
So
I got my AirPods in bondage.
Okay.
That is awesome. All I need is a ball gag and I'm ready to party.
Okay.
Holy cow. That's awesome.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, because I worry about them. I worry about losing
them. No, they're safe now.
And then you can hook them on the side of
your
pants.
They're not going anywhere.
Did you see the other you can hook that in your pocket?
Yeah. Well, that's how you're going to lose them.
Yeah. Just hook it right on the edge of your pocket. There we go.
That's a good look. I think I'm going to start a trend.
It really, it's very nice.
Is that a pocket square? No, it's my AirPods in bondage. How do you like it?
Yeah, I just need one of these, one big enough.
What does it mean if you put it on the left side?
I don't know.
It's a hot cross AirPod, somebody's saying in the chat.
All right, we should take this opportunity to thank Atlassian.
I love Atlassian. I do. We are, in the words of the poet, an Atlassian house.
We are.
That means we use Atlassian. Our IT team uses Atlassian. And you know what? That's great. I would make them use it. Except that I don't have to. So here's why we love it. They use Jira, which is, of course, Atlassian's probably their most famous. It was one of their first products. Jira is the product that lets you keep track of your projects, who's doing what stage the project's at. It's teams love Jira, And as the boss, I love it because I can look at that and I know exactly where we stand. Look at that board. It's so easy. It's so simple to keep track of everything. But the nice thing is once they start using Jira, then they start using Confluence to document workflow and changes. If you've got a code base, you might also be using Bitbucket. Atlassian forms the backbone of effective cross-team project planning, organization, and communication. It's what you want as the boss. It's what your customers want, your colleagues want. But it's also what your IT wants to use because it makes their life better. And really, honestly, is it IT team day today? It should be. Every day is. In modern businesses where we're all in the cloud, the IT teams are at the center of the universe. They plan, they execute, they have to do a better job than ever before because apps are more complex, incidents are more complicated. They require open, agile, and smart coordination. Notice the word collaboration and coordination shows up a lot when you're talking about Atlassian. That's when expectations are high and stakes are at the top premium, it's the IT departments that's the center, and they have to have the tools to get the job done because falling short inside business-critical workflows, that is just not an option, and that's why we use Atlassian. It's why your IT team might want to use Atlassian. I think people think it's just for developers. It's not. It's for teams of all kinds and all sizes, from DevOps to Agile to IT apps to Ops to ITSM to whatever's next for your IT department. Atlassian provides the technology backbone to help modern IT organizations plan, service, and support exactly the kind of change that propels the business forward. That's why we love it. And it's not just those three, by the way. It's OpsGenie and StatusPage if you've got to keep an eye on incidents, coordinate response efforts, resolve issues faster, keep customers or stakeholders updated. Again, that communication is so important. It all integrates together so you never have to leave the platform. Like all of Atlassian's products, the tools for your IT team, and there are many of them, they're all easy and free to try. So go to Atlassian.com/IT and find out which Atlassian offerings are right for your team. The best IT teams use Atlassian. Try Atlassian today to see what IT can be. Atlassian.com/IT. We thank them for their support of iOS today. Thank you for supporting us by using that URL. And you're doing yourself a favor. Check it out. Atlassian.com/IT.
We got a question from Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Jim says, we have iPhone 6S Pluses and two first generation iPad Pro 12.9s. What Bluetooth wireless inexpensive earbuds can you recommend for seniors?
Oh.
I want a set for when I walk the track at our Y instead of the plug-in earphones I currently use while hand-carrying a phone.
Yes.
So as I mentioned in our pre-show last week, my dad just got some from Amazon that cost like $15. He used a couple coupons. He was very excited about it. They're like the Ciacar. It's Criacar, C-R-I-A-C-R. And then they're now currently unavailable. So I wonder, when we talked about it, it's like there are Chinese companies that do a lot of this. Maybe they just had some extra, so they just put out all these coupons and sold them, and then they're gone. But Jim said in the meantime, I didn't answer his question right away. He bought some from Passanomi, which I have on my this is from Amazon. They're $50. He likes them. They're Bluetooth earbuds, wireless headphones, Bluetooth headset, blah, blah, blah. They have the charging case. So, I mean, you don't have to spend $250 on...
I'm amazed because, I've been recommending these $150 Jabra Elites. I think they sound good. They're very compact, but they really look exactly the same as those. So I'm wondering if they're just some company in China is cranking these things out.
I feel like they are, and yeah, I don't like...
These are the Jabra Elites.
If you spend $50 on these and they only last, 6 months, and then you have to spend another $50 and then another $50...
These are going to last a long time because I can't open them. Oh, there they are. And they're very similar. They don't do the pairing thing when you take them out of the thing. Uh-huh. Now, these are the ones I use on my Peloton. These are from Plantronics. They're a little less expensive. They're $80. And I have seen others of the same ilk. And I kind of like, and I'm wondering maybe if the problem with these is these earbuds are wireless, but they're also easy to lose because of that. I like the idea of these because they have a, basically it's just a thing that goes around your neck. So even if these fall out, they're not going to fall on the ground. They're going to stay on your shoulders or whatever. So that's another style to look at that I think, I don't know, I kind of, as a fellow senior, I kind of prefer. And you can shop around for this style as well. And I think that jobbers are very good, but I think there are other others as well. These are the Plantronics Backbeat Go 410s.
Yeah, I like them Plantronics. A lot. I've had a pair of Plantronics for like 3 or 4 years that I'm really happy with.
And these are good for phone system as well. And then, you know, I should mention our sponsor, Aftershocks, because, again, they're wireless, but they're not floating out of your ear. Mm-hmm. The Aftershocks, I think, provide great sound. And they're not in your ear. They're on top of your cheekbone. Mm-hmm. So I also think these are the most comfortable from my point of view. You kind of forget you're wearing them. So, but these are also expensive. So if you want to, you know, if you want to get under $50, I think you might be ending up going to those Chinese knockoffs. And I don't know if they're bad or not. You're not going to get support.
Right. My dad likes his. So far, Jim likes his. I don't know. It's just, it's hard to say whether.
Here's, you know, perfect example. These are exactly the same as far as the look goes. As those Plantronics, but they're $25. So, you know, I just don't know. And again, it's some brand 48H I've never heard of. I guess at that price, you don't really care, right?
Well, I mean, we ought to care in terms of the, you know, environmental waste that we're creating.
Well, and that's one of, these are probably a little bit better in that regard. And I don't know. And the microphone is in a better position. But you can look at these. These are all knockoff companies, basically. Mm-hmm. I think that's the first thing you realize is that the markup on headphones is ridiculous, right? They're really marking them up like crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
$10. These are $10. They look just like the in-ear iPod, AirPod headphones. What do they call them? Just the in-ear headphones that come with your iPhone, but they're
earbuds.
Mm-hmm. But they're called Splenor. What a terrible name! Or Spleenor. I don't know.
Well, that was the thing. My dads were like Cryocur or something. They're spending the money on branding. That's for sure.
All Chinese companies. They're all from the same factory. And the thing is, this is $10.
Yeah.
You know. So maybe we're nuts for spending $140 to $250 on, you know, these fancy schmancy things.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I like the Aftershocks because they fit over the ear too. So
I really like, for comfort, anything you put in your ear is not going to be as comfortable as the Aftershocks, if you ask me. I just love not having something in my ear.
Christian sent us this video that I have here on my iPad and will play.
Hi, Megan and Leo. Christian here from Switzerland. Congrats to an amazing show.
Thank you.
I liked your episode about the News Plus alternatives. I myself are a big fan of RSS Reader.
Yes.
In your episode, I missed one of my favorite readers. The app is developed by the Swiss programmer Silvio Brizzi and goes by the name Reader. That's R-E-E-D-E-R.
I love it.
You can get it for iOS and macOS, and it supports different services like Feedly, FeedHQ, and many more. Of course, you can add feeds manually also. The app is $10 for Mac and around $4 in iOS. It's not a subscription, so you own it for good. I'm not affiliated with the programmer, but it's Flo from All About Android. Always points out, support your devs.
Yes.
It would be nice if you could review the app and on the show, because I think it deserves more attention. Thanks again. Take care and bye from Switzerland.
And by the way, I love his t-shirt. It says Think Different and it's got a pear with a bite out of it, which is awesome.
And thank you for saying that, Christian. Christian is not a native English speaker, but he said he was going to send a video anyway.
Thank you, Christian.
And it was amazing.
Well, as usual, people from other countries often speak English better than we do.
And he added all of those. You don't. If you're going to send a video, you don't have to add all the captions as Christian did.
Thank you.
You can.
So Reader, R-E-E-D-E-R, is a perennial pick. We've picked it a number of times on MacBreak Weekly. I think we probably also picked it on here. Absolutely. In fact, it's kind of encouraging that there are so many good RSS readers out there. The RSS is far from dead. I use Reader on the Mac, and I love it. I think it's a very, very good choice. And Silvio is one of the great Mac programmers, so he deserves a little bit of credit as well. Reader 4 is the latest version of Reader. And Silvio Rizzi, very, very nice program. Highly recommend it.
And we also have an audio question. You can also send us audio questions, and people who are watching will just have to watch us listen to you.
What is that wonderful pocket square Leo is wearing?
Yes. Go ahead. I think Kevin has that.
You could stare at that while you listen.
Hello, Leo and Megan. This is Tom here from New Hampshire.
Hi, Tom.
Trying to decide whether or not to trade my Fitbit in for an Apple Watch. All I want to use it for is fitness. I can't seem to get the information from the Fitbit into Apple Health.
Ah.
I've tried a few different things. I've tried syncing it with a couple different apps, and it won't go in. I don't always have my phone with me. Which, do you know of any way to get the information from a Fitbit into Apple Health, or would it be just easier to get the Apple Watch? Just want your input. Thanks.
First of all, Fitbit should work just fine with Apple Health. I'm surprised it doesn't, but there are many other choices. We talked about Google Fit last week,
yeah,
which is now available for iPhone. Will absolutely work with a Fitbit.
But Apple Health doesn't work with...
It doesn't?
No. You have to use a third-party syncing tool.
Oh, that's real. I did not know that. That's very disappointing.
It is. I don't know if it's on Fitbit's side. I'm guessing it's on Apple's side.
I'm guessing.
allow you. But I did look this up, and iMore has a recommendation for a syncing tool. But you have to pay extra. But it's only $5 as opposed to $300 for new Apple.
I always just use the Fitbit app, which I think is fine.
Yeah.
Fitbits are a lot less expensive than an Apple Watch. If the only thing you're using it for is fitness, I think it's smaller, less expensive, more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the Fitbit Inspire that just came out. I see a lot of people wearing this now, by the way. This seems to be the most popular after the Apple Watch out there, and it's under $100. So, I feel like you shouldn't let the fact that Apple, I'm not crazy about their Apple Watch clone. That's kind of silly. A lot of people use the Charge. Actually, the Charge is the one I see people wearing around. All the hardcore athletes that I know wear the Charge, and that's $150. You know, the Apple Watch is only $250 now, right? So,
yeah, I mean, an older one is only $250.
Oh, okay.
I think the new one was on sale right now for $300. But so what iMore recommends is an app called Sync Solver.
Okay.
So it's $5 on the App Store, okay, and it solves the various syncing issues. It's highly rated and recommended by Fitbit users. You can get that, which is cheaper than an Apple Watch and better for the environment.
I think it's very weird. I've used them for years.
Yeah. It's very weird that you can't.
Well, Apple wants ecosystem lock-in, and it is odd. It is very odd that they don't.
Well, because, I mean, the Google Fit apps, you can go to other apps, but they don't let other apps go in, but they do let
MyFitnessPal would probably work with a Fitbit, yeah, right? I mean, the other apps will work. It's just the Apple Health doesn't.
They let like things that they don't provide, like you can use a sleep tracker and that goes.
I use
into
a lot
Apple
of stuff.
Health,
my scale works with Apple. A lot of the things I use work with Apple Health.
Yeah,
it's odd.
But,
I don't know.
Yeah, a direct competitor. Yeah. I mean, they won't let us put an app in the store that says iOS in it. So this is not that surprising. So,
I'm going to say nothing.
We have one more question. Shrey writes, for your next episode, can you please make it on emailing apps? Like, what is your favorite emailing app? So we've already talked a little bit about this. The problem with doing an entire episode on emailing apps is they're not that different from one another. And so,
and then you swipe left to archive and you swipe right to flag.
And this one gives you 5 options to archive, and this one gives you 3 options to archive. So I said I use Outlook, which I do, but I also use Airmail, and I also use Edison. I use...
Honestly, I just use the default Apple Mail app, and it works quite nicely, I think, on iOS. So.
Yeah.
That's what I use. So I'm not very interesting in that regard.
Yeah.
On my desktop, I mean, honestly, you and I probably are power mail users, and I don't really, iOS is not my first choice for mail. I'd much rather use much more powerful programs on a desktop computer than try to do it on a phone.
Yeah.
And if you, honestly, if you're not a power user, then Apple Mail on the iPhone and the iPad is pretty darn good. It does everything that I'd want it to.
Yeah. I mean, and there's also just like you're used to something. Like I've been using AirMail for a while and I really like it. So
a lot of these third-party email programs cost a lot of money. Some of them even want yearly subscriptions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Apple Mail's there and it's free. And I don't know what it doesn't do that these other programs do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I use at Apple Mail. On the other hand, when it comes to the Macintosh, I use MailMate. When it comes to Windows, I use EMC, an email client that's very powerful. And on Linux, I use Claws Mail, which is also available, I think, on Windows. And these are much... One of the things Claws Mail does is it has pre-built templates. So when I reply, it automatically populates a reply for me. There's just things like that that absolutely could be done better. But as a power mail user, I'm going to use the desktop and use those tools because I don't think there's anything on iOS that will do all the things I want to do.
Well, let's talk about Aftershocks again. Now that we recommended them, let's recommend them again.
Good timing to be to buy an ad on this show. This really is our favorite. In fact, it's for me for when I'm doing conference calls. I will put these on, and sometimes I have days where I have a bunch of conference calls in a row. I will put my Aftershocks on and just leave them on. They're that comfortable. Little thin titanium band, very lightweight. That keeps them in place. And then notice they don't go in the ear. They go kind of over the ear on your cheekbone. The microphone is great, picks up sound. The audio quality, and this, I guess, is the thing I should probably reassure you. Even though they're not in your ear, they're using a patented bone conductance technology to send the sound through your cheekbones and your temple. Even though they're not in your ear, they sound great. The level is good. You can hear very clearly. And the most important part from my point of view is you can also, it's great for working out because if you're running, you can hear cars, people behind you. You can have conversations. That's why I'll often wear them around the house because it's not like I'm, you know, wearing ear pods or headphones. I can hear everybody. I can have conversations. And then if the phone rings, I can pick up crystal clear phone calls. The music quality is superb. They have something built in called premium pitch, which guarantees a premium audio experience with wide dynamic range and rich bass. You've never heard better Bluetooth sound. Wireless Bluetooth 4.1 connectivity. They do something I really appreciate, multi-point pairing. So I have it paired with everything. It's IP55 certified. That means it repels sweat, dust, and moisture from workouts or rain. If you're one of those runners who runs rain or shine, you're going to want this. 6 hours of music and calls on a single charge. 10-day standby time. They charge fast in 1.5 hours. I just leave them plugged in on my desk at home. And when I get home, I pick them up, put them on, and I've got them. Hassle-free 2-year warranty. Aftershocks are absolutely my pick for any time you want to wear headphones. When I'm on the bicycle, you do not want to wear headphones that keep you from hearing traffic or sirens or people or horns or bells or anything. This is the best way to exercise. When I'm on my bike, I'm always wearing the Aftershocks. Perfect for outdoor running or biking. Perfect for around the house. Perfect for conference calls. It's the most comfortable headphones you've ever worn. And right now we've got a special deal on what they're calling the Aftershocks Tech Bundle. You get the Trex Air, which I'm wearing right now. A pop socket for your phone. A large portable storage case. You also get a portable power bank. And an Aftershocks travel tumbler with an insulator. And all of that, $50 off when you use the code iOS today. Right now at iostoday.aftershocks.com. Aftershocks spelled with a Z or a Z. Now, the offer, I'm sorry to say, is valid in the U.S. only. But the Aftershocks are available worldwide, and you should absolutely get them. iostoday.aftershocks.com. Offer code is iostoday. $50 off that tech bundle. It's just a no-brainer. I know, and I almost have to convince people, because when I heard it, I said, how could it not work if it doesn't go in your... It can't sound good. And I got them, and I love them. They're great for audiobooks. I wear them all day around the house. And, you know, I don't think I look dorky to wear them.
No.
I think it's
better,
fun.
Much better than AirPods.
Yeah. I mean,
handsome.
They're a variety of colors. I'm wearing them. What's interesting is I'm wearing them, and I still have my in-ear monitors for the show on. So you could, I guess you could use them both. They come with earplugs. So you can actually plug your ear, and actually the bass is even better if your ears are plugged up. So it's, I don't know how it's doing it. Well, I do know it's called magic.
Mm-hmm.
But it really works. I got the switches on the side. Love these things. Look how lighted they are, too. They're just great. Aftershocks. iOS today at aftershocks.com. Don't forget the $50 deal on the tech bundle. Off $50 off when you use the code iOS today. Thank you, Aftershocks. Great product.
So Patrick Delahanty.
I've heard of him.
Yes. He's
our programmer.
He is, and he's been hard at work on an Apple TV app. And here it is.
This is for our newest show, Hands on Tech or HOT.
Yeah, so you can download this for free in the Apple TV App Store. And what it does is just has all of our reviews right there. So let's see. What review should we watch? The Samsung Galaxy S10, the Galaxy Watch. Where's your review of... Oh, are these first looks? No, these are...
Those are reviews. Go to first looks.
Okay, first looks.
That's other. There's the Pixel. The brand new 3A just came out.
Yeah.
We're trying to get you stuff out as quickly as we can.
So then you can
this
play.
This was the one I did with Sam, Apple mm-hmm. Samad, review of the Jaguar I-Pace. It was actually a first look, but... So, yeah, this is nice. It makes it very easy for you to find all our reviews. Definitely add it to your Apple TV app.
Mm-hmm.
It's free, of course. And we hope to do more. Our next one was going to be iOS Today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, that's a new one. Father Robert came to town just for that.
Yeah.
He's a big traveler. And so he's got all the travel tech together in a bundle.
Yep. And you could watch that.
Nice.
And, yeah.
There he is. So nice to see him again.
It was nice to see him. Yeah. So, yeah. So, check out Hands on Tech if you have an Apple TV.
Hot. It's hot.
Hot. And we'll be working on other apps,
There are
too.
No Apple trademarks in the name.
No.
Proud to say.
There are not.
We've managed to... What are they going to say about MacBreak Weekly? They probably aren't going to like that either.
Yeah. So, look for more coming soon if we make our way through the Apple App Store.
I don't think they're going to complain about Windows Weekly. I'm hoping.
We'll see. So it's free, and we would love it if you downloaded it if you want to watch more HOT on your Apple TV.
This goes so well.
Wait, I forgot that was my app cap. I forgot.
This goes.
Wear my hat.
So that was your app cap?
That was my app cap, and
well,
I forgot to wear my hat.
We have to start over now. This goes so well with my Bondage AirPods.
It does.
Holder. All right. My app is not really just an app. In fact, it doesn't even work just standalone as an app. You have to have a bit of a hardware and not an inexpensive bit of hardware. As you know, I've been a fan of the Ricoh. Where do you want me to put that? A fan of the Ricoh 360 degree cameras, the Thetas. I've had several of them, but this is the newest, and this is their pro model, the Ricoh Z1, the Ricoh Theta Z1. This is a camera that will do stills and video in 360 degrees. And the way they've done it, always done it with the Theta, is to have two lenses with a fisheye on either side. And then the software that stitches that into a 360 degree image. And does, by the way, a very good job. This is a very high resolution 4K image, 4K video as well, 60 frames a second. It does a very nice job of picking up the detail. So this is the camera. And by the way, it always edits itself out. The camera was on this tripod. It's nice because it has a threaded screws just for tripods. It also has a Type-C charger. You can connect it to your computer via Type-C as well. It comes with its own built-in memory, quite a bit of memory. So you can take images in JPEG or DNG. A raw file format. I'm shooting that way. I have 45 minutes of video that I can shoot. And if I decide to press the button and switch to the camera mode, 2,392 images. If I go to the menu and turn on the JPEG feature, the DNG feature, it'll be quartered. I mean, those are very big images. But what's nice about these images is the resolution is fantastic. So much so that, for instance, I can zoom in on our chat room and read it, which you pretty much couldn't do on any previous version. Now, this is $1,000, so you're paying a lot of money for the capabilities of this camera, but the resolution is so good that it's just, I think it's worth the extra money. Let me see if I can get it to work now. If I can join the camera already in progress. Come on, camera. I know you can. There we go. So now there I am. There you are, right? I can shoot a picture just by pressing this button. It, by the way, makes the funniest little sound.
Cute little.
You can change that if you don't want to. And then it's made us. Oh, see, don't make faces when you're pushing the button.
You don't. I don't really know where to look when you're.
Well, you don't have to look anywhere. That's the thing. It's capturing the entire thing. There's no front. There's no back. It's everything. So we're back in the live mode here. And you can see the camera doesn't exist, really. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not stitched, so that's where the line is between the two lenses, you see. But once it does the stitching, it'll clear that up. Look, there's no camera. Go ahead, try to grab the camera. There's no camera there. It's so weird. And it's 360 degrees, so I can look straight up. Mm. I can see the lighting rig. I can see everything. If you are a realtor and you're going to be capturing 360-degree images, this is the fastest way to do it. That one, boop, and I've got the 360-degree image. I'm going to take it on my travels because I want to shoot 4K video as I travel around. Oh. I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
Should we shoot a little video?
Yeah.
We're doing it right now. We're now shooting video on the ThetaCam. You can see the record time. This no longer is live because it's spending all of its energy, all of its hard-earned energy recording that video.
Hi, Mom.
Other thing that I really think makes it a pro camera is it has an array of microphones. It has 1, 2, 3, 4 microphones. And notice that the orientation is vertical on one side and horizontal on the other. It uses sophisticated computer technology to do an image of the audio. So as you... Let's say you can upload this to Facebook or YouTube. If somebody's using a 3D viewing device like the Samsung Galaxy Gear or the Gear, one of those devices, as they turn their head, the sound will go along with it, which is pretty amazing.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Whoa. That's the image. That's the image it's capturing. It is. I think this is. I'll do a more thorough review of it in time. But I have to say, I'm very impressed. This is, and of course, the images then can be transferred over to your iPad. They come, there is excellent software for Windows and Mac to do additional stitching and so forth. These are all the images I've taken. I actually notice I have RAW and JPEG. I went outside to the back 40 because I wanted to get a 360-degree image of the back 40. And this is kind of fun. I mean, to see, you really get a sense of space and place. One of these, I was kind of surprised. I was looking at it. Let me go back and see if I can find the, there was a deer in it. I was it was like, wow, I didn't see him when I took the picture, but the camera sees everything on the Oak Forest. There's a deer like hiding in the woods over here. So, look how much I can zoom. I mean, that's what's remarkable. The detail is really there. This is a very high quality. They're 1-inch sensors on both sides. So it's not for everyone. That's a lot of money to spend on a 360-degree camera. But if you are a realtor, if you are, these are kind of specialty, but for action video, if you're a YouTuber, I imagine a lot of YouTubers will start using this. Mm-hmm. The ability to shoot RAW. They have a Lightroom plugin, so you can edit the RAW photo and really process it and make it look fantastic. And I love the design. It's very easy to carry this around. As you can see, it's flat on the bottom, so you can put it on the table. It does support tripods with the Cordy 20 thread, so you can put it on sticks somewhere. It works really well with the Joby GorillaPods, and it makes incredible video. I think this is kind of a specialty item. Kind of like drones are, and underwater cameras. Not for everyone. They're not inexpensive, but if you're a realtor, for instance, and you want to get, or a landscape designer, or if you just want to, honestly, for me, I want to capture. It was a beautiful, spring day in our on the back 40, and I just wanted to capture the feel of it. I should play the video, actually, because You can, the sound quality, let's see. Zenith correction. Okay, I don't know what that means. It's transferring it, so because I have to play it back. This is going to take a while. How patient are you? Do you feel patient? We'll just edit out this. Watch, it's going to go from 4% to 100% like that. So this is a video that I recorded. So I'll play it back and listen to the sound because you can see, you'll hear the... And as I turn, the sound will move as if I'm turning my head, which is kind of amazing. I wanted to capture this. This is, if I could go to work for Calm.com and make little serenity videos. Oh, the wind. Get protected from the wind. Or that might be my heavy breathing. There goes a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
You can actually hear it go by, which is pretty amazing. So I love the idea of being able to, I want to make this wallpaper, like with the sound and everything.
Or you could just sit back with your Gear VR and watch it.
Yeah. You'll see how that's the actual. And you see, once the stitching is done, there's no line. The stitching really does a good job. You can't figure out where the one lens ends and the other one begins. And the ability to zoom, because it's 4K, is really good. I mean, it's starting to get a little smeary as I get way zoomed in. But still, you can... That's pretty zoomed in. I mean, that, let's go zoom in on that tree there. That motorcycle keeps going by.
Or is it a...
It's a 25-second loop.
Oh.
That's what it is. I think it's pretty cool. So I will be doing more images and posting them on... this is out in the backyard. That's where our septic tank leach field is.
Oh, your mound?
It's not a mound.
It's beautiful.
It's underground. It's not. It's flat. Actually, the only reason I went out there is because we just got a weed whacked. Otherwise, the grass is like knee high to an elephant's eye or something, whatever they say in the parlance. Okay. So, there you go. Little fun, little toy. Now I can write it off. No, I'm exactly. Really excited. And I got the hard case. That was a little bit extra, but it's great to have. The just came out this week. The Ricoh Theta Z1. I bought it because Alex Lindsay told me to.
Good reason.
That's my excuse. But I'm actually very happy with the image quality. For that, nothing even comes close at twice the price, 10 times the price. That's it for iOS today.
We did it.
Okay, I could stop with the...
Yeah, the lovely sound.
The 360-degree soundscape.
Mm-hmm.
You look so good in that hat. I think we should go to Ascot or the Derby.
Yes!
Kentucky Derby.
The Derby.
Yes.
We'll save it for next year.
Next
year. The Derby.
Year. We love it that you come and watch this show. We don't know why, but we're glad you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you will come back again. We do the show every Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific. That's noon Eastern, 1600 UTC. And the reason I give you the time we shoot it is because you can watch us shoot it live before we carefully edit out all the gaffes, the faux pas, the nudity.
The cursing.
The cursing. That is at twit.tv/live, audio and video live streaming. On-demand versions of the show are also available at twit.tv/iOS. Probably going to have to change that too. And you can subscribe and get it in your favorite podcatch program. You can see we have a few buttons there, but there's a whole lot more. Any application that can download podcasts. If you subscribe, that's the best way to do it because then you'll just have it automatically on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
The minute we're done with it, finish editing and push it out, you'll download it right away.
Mm-hmm. And you can subscribe on YouTube too. That's why I watch our shows on YouTube on TV.
Nice.
So subscribe all the places.
All the places.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to be on the show, we loved it that we got those videos and the audio questions. Mm-hmm. You can do either. Send Megan a link.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people send them always. You can share them through Apple Photos. You can use a sharing tool. You can use Dropbox. Whatevs. Just send them.
And then email Megan at twit.tv so we know that you sent them.
Yes, yeah. Just send them to me. Don't just send them out to anyone.
Don't send them to me because, as you know, I don't ever check.
Yeah. And, you know, if you want to follow up on Twitter, send me a little DM. I sent you this. Did you get it? You can do that, too.
Oh, you're at Megan Maroney on Twitter.
At Megan Maroney on Twitter. Mm-hmm.
I thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Megan, for bringing your sunny persona to the show. We will be back next week with more. We'll see you then.